2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply. Over 50s only.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock. The business secretary says he's delighted raw materials to keep furnaces burning at a British steel factory have arrived in the UK. The government took control of the plant in Scunthorpe from its Chinese owner at the weekend over fears they'd close it down. The materials arrived on two ships at the port of Immingham in Lincolnshire earlier. Charlotte Brompton-Childs from the GMB union has told Classic FM it's a big step forward.
It's certainly a huge relief. I mean, the intervention from the government on Saturday gave us all a bit of breathing room, but now to actually have the raw materials on site means I think everyone will sleep a bit sounder tonight.
A man's pleaded guilty to murdering two women and attempting to kill two others in a Christmas Day stabbing in Milton Keynes. Jaswell Brown attacked 38-year-old Joanne Pearson and Tona Grant, who was 24, at an address in Bletchley. The 49-year-old's lawyer says he's profoundly sorry. The head of the Unite Union has warned bin strikes could absolutely spread beyond Birmingham. The indefinite walkout is continuing after members voted to reject a new council pay offer yesterday. Ministers have urged the union to accept the deal, but Unite General Secretary Sharon Graham says they've failed to understand the dispute.
When you've got a situation where workers are faced with losing £8,000 in pay, when they're faced with that, and another set of workers have been told that they may do that too because of bad decisions not made by them, but made by this council, I don't know what the government think these workers are going to be able to do. How are they going to pay their mortgages? How are they going to pay their rent?
An oak tree thought to be more than 400 years old has been cut down in North London. Police are investigating after it was discovered in White Webbs Park in Enfield last week. Campaigners have called it devastating. And the weather, some thundery showers possible in central and southern England this afternoon. Drier in the north with sunshine and highs of 18. Rain continuing in the west tonight and some strong winds in the south, a low of 2 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Lucinda Horsley.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Time for the Hall of Fame 3 at 3. And here's a work which has been in every single chart bar one year. How bizarre is that? Vivaldi's Gloria.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM. The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
in the top 300. That is the highest placed of all the 36 symphonies in the Classic FM Hall of Fame at number 8. It's also the second highest of Beethoven's 11 entries. Symphony number 9 by the great composer. The first movement was played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra under Manfred Honeck's direction. And your 3 at 3 this Tuesday afternoon started with Vivaldi, the opening to the Gloria in D. The National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra and Chorus brought us the Gloria in Excelsis Deo. The best ever position at number 9 as the chart stands at the moment. Of course, that could all change come Good Friday, Saturday, Easter Sunday and Monday when we reveal the new chart. Shostakovich and Piano Concerto number 2. That is the very first time that one of the works by Shostakovich has made it into the top 10 of the Classic FM Hall of Fame. Number 9 last year. This year, it all begins on Good Friday, the brand new chart, the top 300 being unveiled Good Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Playing us, the second movement of the second piano concerto by Shostakovich, Christina Ortiz, conducting the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, Paavo Berglund.
Classic FM.
Music by J.S. Bach is Violin Partita No. 3, played on piano, the gavotte and rondo. Our pianist was Mao Fujita. And the Habanera, Chabrier's music, the orchestra of the Swiss Romande under Naomi Yervy. It's 26 minutes to 4. Margarita Taylor back with us at 4, including her star in the spotlight, the violinist Nicola Benedetti. Meanwhile, just 2 days to go.
Football scores and film scores. The best of ballet and boardroom blunders. The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 has it all this Easter weekend.
Join us as we count down the greatest classical music as voted for by you.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Starts Friday morning at 9. Classic FM.
They are the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra with conductor Eric Kunzel playing us the march from Boris Godunov. Mussorgsky, his music on Classic FM.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The glorious sound of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Herbert von Karajan, the legendary maestro in charge, for the music of Umberto Giordano, the intermezzo from his work called Fedora. And before that, Johann Strauss II by the beautiful Blue Danube, a performance by the homegrown Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. And on the platform to conduct was Gerard Schwartz. A reminder, Hall of Fame begins on Good Friday. Here's your lineup for Friday. Dan Walker gets the new chart underway at 9 a.m. I'll be with you from 12 until 3. Margarita, I will then hand the chart baton over to Margarita. She's with us till 6 and rounding off day one of the Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025, Sam Pittis, 6 till 9.
Thank you.
It's a classic piece by John Rutter, Requiem Aeternum, from the composer's Requiem, the Cambridge Singers with the Aurora Orchestra, and John Rutter, our man on duty to conduct here on Classic FM. Margarita's with us next. Hope you can join me tomorrow. Classic FM requests will start at one.
Classic FM.
It was an Easter tradition that started when we were kids. Mum and Dad hiding eggs in our garden. And when me and my brother had children of our own, it continued, even when Dad was no longer with us. This year will be no different. Mum watching her grandchildren hunt for eggs in the same garden. Because thanks to Home Instead, she's still in the family home, creating new memories. Find out more at homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
How about Specsave ears?
Not sure.
Do you get it? Specsave ears?
Yeah, but no.
Oh, OK. Specs, and we also do hearing two savers.
Think about it. Should have gone to Specs, and we also do hearing two savers. Can't see it catching on.
OK, so we're saying Specsavers do eyes and ears. Senses savers!
Technically true.
Yeah?
But actually terrible.
Oh.
At Specsavers, we're hearing experts too, and have been for over 20 years.
Oh, should we just stick to Specsavers then?
Yeah.
Book a free hearing check today.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power.
Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Turn your solo into a duet. Sign up for free to browse profiles and find someone on your wavelength at classicfmromance.com.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed Spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
Lotto's big Easter bank holiday jackpot isn't just any jackpot. It's big. Like, big, big. Like, big! Sorry. £15 million must be won this Saturday. Lotto from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, the business secretary says he's delighted raw materials to keep furnaces burning at a British steel factory have arrived in the UK. They came in on two ships at the port of Immingham in Lincolnshire earlier. The government took control of the plant in Scunthorpe from its Chinese owner at the weekend over fears they'd close it down. Jonathan Reynolds accused Jingye of acting in bad faith in negotiations over a potential rescue package.
We have always been clear to maintain. In this case, our difference of opinion on the future was with a specific company. I know there's a lot of interest in the wider UK-China relationship, understandably so, but this was about this company.
The head of the Unite Union has suggested that Birmingham-style bin strikes could spread to other parts of the country. The walkout set to carry on after refuse collectors voted to reject a new pay offer yesterday. Birmingham City Council says it's made a fair proposal and its door remains open. Sir Alan Bates is urging victims of the Horizon scandal to sue the government over delays to compensation. The Post Office campaigner says a judicial review will probably be the quickest way to ensure fairness for everyone. Ministers dispute his claims that settlements won't be completed before November 2027. Forecasters are warning heavy rain in parts of the UK could cause flooding and travel disruption later today and into tomorrow. Parts of Scotland and Wales saw up to 26 millimetres of rain last night. The hundreds who died in the sinking of the Titanic have been remembered during a service in Belfast.